Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, it's Mike. Today's show is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748 and find out how much you could be saving on life insurance. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm going to do something on this show today that I always regret doing. You know that I regret doing this.
You can. Mac's not here to talk to.
But I have to do it. I have to do it because it's just in me. It's within my soul.
All right.
And I have to purge. And there's lots of stuff coming up in the months ahead, weeks ahead, months ahead that, you know, I'll go back to my old ways. But I just would like to speak, if I may, for just a second before we get on with the comedy of today's show.
Right.
About the crew that I work with. And I wanted to say to Mr. Santana and Mr. Spiewak and Mr. Ford and Mr. Bloom, I'd include Mac, but he's not here.
No. And even just, when he's here, Mike, he's really not here.
But for the listeners to this show right now and the behind-the-scenes activities that surround the show with all of us in different parts of the world now is I am more satisfied with job performances and with the effort, and in many cases, the extra efforts being put forth by people on this show than I have been in a very, very long time. Let me qualify, because you know I get paranoid.
Yes.
when I'm approaching getting happy.
No, you're not. We're going to be happy.
Don't get happy.
I will say this. You know, it could change in an instant.
Probably before the end of today's show.
For now, I just wanted to say to all the aforementioned individuals, thank you for the extra effort that's being put in. Thank you for helping other shows that are starting on the network. And I use the Tony Perkins Show as an example, where both Rob and Oscar and Rob Ford have taken their time to come in and get that show off the ground. Thank you to you guys just for the daily work that you do that I don't see, and in many cases I'm not even aware of, but it just gets done. I have never had in my in the incarnation of this particular show a time where I just knew things are going to be taken care of and people are going to show the initiative to get in there and do things on their own. Now, I don't make any secret about how we finance this show and how the show pays it. I have partners, and Rob and Oscar are my equal partners, but I have had equal partners in the past. And I will tell you right now that both Rob and Oscar just step up on a daily basis, every single day, in many cases direct me on what I'm supposed to do. And at the end of the day, you look at that screen and the show has my name on it, but that is completely irrelevant to the work that's put forward. These guys are full partners of mine and they earn it, and they earn it every single week. And I just thought it was important to let them know that publicly. I can say a lot on Facebook. I can text guys. I can say thank you. But the fact is, I am really, really just so secure in the effort that's being put forward. And I bitch a lot about people, but this is one of those times where I think it's important once in a while just to let everybody know. Now, remember, with all of that said, three very, very important words that I want everybody, including people listening, don't get happy.
Understood.
And of course.
Mike,
of course.
We truly appreciate it. And before we spoke to you today, Oscar and I were speaking.
Yes.
And about your lack of effort.
Yes. I've been ill.
Where have you been?
I've really been ill. I mean, we need you to be present. We need you to be in the moment.
I know. I'm doing the very best I can. But, you know, look, the body's not getting any younger,
no,
right?
No,
the body
no.
is not
the
getting
chassis,
any younger.
Mike.
But my level, we'll talk about it during the body of the show. My jealousy of people down here, these 80-year-olds that are right. like, hey, good morning. Hey, hi, good morning. Do nothing. Just get up and walk. Walking again? Hey, have a nice walk. Glad you're healthy.
You don't sound glad.
But anyway, yes, because I'm just jealous of them. I am always jealous. We went to dinner Friday night, and I was jealous because they were all there at their tables of 50, and Carl and I go and sit at our table for two. And it's very, very frustrating. It really is. Are you playing the lonely thing?
Yeah.
Well, you're. No, it's too early. That's the beginning of the show. This is not relevant to that. I was with Carla Friday night.
But
you save that for the body
of
the show.
You sounded a little lonely. Was it the wing place?
No, it was not the wing place. It was. I'll tell you all about
it. An upscale chain restaurant?
It was not an upscale chain restaurant. It was where they. It was down here. It was in Cocoon Land.
Yes.
It was in the Cocoon.
It was a commissary.
Oh, it's inside.
It was the commissary,
as we like to say, Oscar. ITG inside the gate.
Well, I didn't put this in the show prep, but to be honest with you, it was at the Cocoon Clubhouse, and it was packed. It was Outback night.
Oh wow! Did they
bring
the food
in? It had an Australian theme. It had an Australian theme.
Ah. Sure.
They had little plastic. I'm not kidding you. I'm not exaggerating. You don't write this. At each table, they had a plastic boomerang.
Oh my god!
You know what the hard part was? Trying to throw them away.
Yes, well, I clipped a lady. Broke the skin. Easy to break the skin down here. Now, all the skin is paper thin.
Did they actually bring in real food from the Outback?
No, of course. What, like ostrich or? But they
no,
had
no, no. I mean, like Outback Steakhouse,
like a Bloomin' Onion.
No,
the rules
no,
just right. Well, they can't
no.
pull apart
Thank
the
Bloomin'
Onion.
Thank God they didn't do that.
They're not as strong. They lack the upper body strength to actually.
You know, we don't have either
onion.
One of them as an advertiser. But I am not an Outback man. I am a Longhorn man.
Yes. Yes, you are.
For my reasonable steakhouse, you know, you have those mid-priced steakhouse. You have Outback, and you have, I think, Longhorn
Does
would be
Sizzler
a competitor.
Does Sizzler make that cut?
I don't think Sizzler's in that cut because it's a little too cafeteria style.
Yeah, a little lower. Down
yeah, but
long.
I will tell you, the porterhouse for two at the Longhorn is a tremendous value.
How much does it? How much does that run you?
Hold on, let me see. Let me do the calculation. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see. That's how much, Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I drank a lot young. I drank a lot for someone that looks like a child, but that's nothing. I saw a special on Dateline NBC once where they were talking to alcoholics. And they interviewed a woman who started drinking when she was 8 years old. When she was eight. It was hilarious. But I don't even know what I would be like drunk at 8 years old. You know, like my dad come in from work and be like, "So, John boy, what did you do today?" "Color." You did what? "Colored." You know, coloring. Like with a crayon. Well, what did you color? "Some big brontosaurus. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You come here, suit man. You come here down to my level. Yeah. You don't know me. I got secrets. Well, sometimes I wear my footy pajamas under my clothes and pretend that I'm a fireman. Were you at O'Halligan's tonight? It was nickel shot night. For a quarter, they gave me this many."
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios and heard worldwide. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Our friend Cappy, who had the surgery last week on her back and is doing very well, I am happy to report.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Cappy. Good friend of the show, as you know. And we are powered by Encore Insurance Services. Over 25 million downloads. We are heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Woo!
The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
How come?
Because they are with it.
No, that's not it.
No?
No.
The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Why?
Because they are spot on.
You're going to have to stick to the copy.
All right.
You missed the game.
They get it.
They
I
get
did it.
It
again. Very good. Today's show is brought to you by FanDuel.com. All right. I'm glad we're leading with this today. I know this is supposed to be a commercial to tell everybody to join FanDuel.com because it's one of the best weekly FanDuel sites that you can get. It's a terrific fantasy football week. And I'd like to do that, and I will tell you about FanDuel.com, how they're the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues. But before I do that, I find it very, very necessary to speak with Rofo. Robert Ford does.
Yes.
He informed me last week, if you were listening, ladies and gentlemen, that my starting quarterback was Mr. Matt Ryan of the Atlanta Falcons, who happened to have the best day of all quarterbacks in the NFL yesterday. So I need an update right now. I know we have to wait through Monday Night Football, but let me tell you, Rofo.
Yes.
Are we, please tell me we are kicking a little ass this week.
We are. We need a big.
Hey!
We need a big game from Victor Cruz tonight, but Matt Ryan carried the team with 31 points.
Ah.
Okay, yeah. So you're telling me now, because the way it works at FanDuel, a lot of people had Matt Ryan. We're not the only ones that have Matt Ryan, but the fact is FanDuel can pay tons of money to you. And like the guy that we told you about that made $656,000.
Ah, Chris Prince.
All right. There's no season-long commitment, no upfront fees, and contest entries start as low as a dollar. Tonight only, pick players from just the Monday Night Football games, and you can win real money in your account tonight.
What?
Just for Monday, the aforementioned Victor Cruz. You could pick him, too.
Yeah.
Pick him. Join me and Rofo. We're playing Victor Cruz tonight. Pick him, won't you? Now, listen, you must sign up by 6 p.m. Eastern tonight. Guaranteed entry, so get a move on. New user special. Use the code TMOS, and FanDuel will even match your first deposit up to $200. Remember, FanDuel.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right hand and use the code TMOS. The first 50 to use the code, that gets you $200. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today. Okay, now back to me. Let me ask you this, Rofo.
Yes.
I want to ask you, so Victor Cruz, when you say a big night, like, does he have to have a monster night, or could he catch, like, could he catch for 100 yards and one touchdown and we'd maybe be in the money?
Oh, we would be in the money with that kind of a night. We could get it with, I'd say, 40 yards and a touchdown, so it is very doable.
40 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah,
Mike. Oh, and then now
go
listen.
Go to the jewelry store and start picking stuff out.
The Giants game? What time is the Giants game tonight?
I believe it's at 7:10 tonight. A little earlier than the regular Monday night.
Yeah,
it's a doubleheader.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm liking that. I wish they'd blow that one out on Sunday, because I like to have just the Monday night game as opposed to having. But you know, they're all about quantity. It's like, hey, two games every night.
Yeah, no, that's what, it's, you know, not the, all season long. It's just for the beginning.
It's special.
It's just the beginning. It's
special. Yeah. Special.
And what is it? Is it on Fox like 3 or what is it? Fox 2 or where? Is
ESPN.
It gonna be?
ESPN.
Oh, it's on regular ESPN. Okay, yes. I'll be looking in on that. Because here's the thing. Here's the nice thing about being me. You see, the team that I have rooted for since I was a child and the team that is going to win me fantasy points are one and the same tonight. Eli, don't F it up!
No, you're going to be fine. And it's so nice that you can go into this unconflicted with as a pure Giants fan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I basically root for the Giants. And
you're rooting for your dollars.
And I'm rooting for my dollars. I got a little soft spot, I'll be honest. We got a little soft spot in my heart for the Falcons after watching the Hard Knocks. You know, you get kind of invested in those guys.
Sure.
And then, you know, then there are the Redskins on the other side.
As Mike always says, HTTR.
It continues. It continues.
Yeah.
It really is. And the sad thing now is Johnny Franchise is starting to look like he's a little road weary. I mean, he did he not? You tell me. Did he look like the old RG3 in yesterday's Washington game?
They're going to knock him
down. And
to
I'm
RG2.
Honoring that. I'm going to be one of those people. I'm calling it Washington.
I'll call them the Redskins until they change the name.
Of course, you will.
I'm going to call them the Boston Braves. Let's go back, let's go back 80 years and really make a point.
Right. I watch all the Redskins games, and
Redskins.
Yeah, way to take a stand.
Forget it. I can't.
You can't,
it's not a question of taking a stand. It's just it's remembering.
Yeah, it is.
You have to really make an effort to do that. So the
hey, instead of calling the
burgundy and gold,
Mike, call them Landover.
The Landover.
The Landover.
The Landovers.
The game was sad on many levels simply because it was the team we saw in the preseason.
Right.
It was also the team we saw kind of last year. The special teams were still atrocious. And as a season ticket holder now, I saw the stock value of my resale just plummet. As I said, well, I guess I'll have to go to every game because no one's going to buy these effing tickets.
Well, I tell you, if they happen to bust out like 7 losses in a row, that stadium's going to be empty. I think this is the
Mike. It doesn't take 7 losses for that place to empty out.
You think it will? But I mean, don't you think that the, you know, for years and years and years, the Washington football team had
way to go
a tremendous track record, And so they were living on that. They were living on the 90s.
Yeah.
They were living on the that's what they were living on. And the fact is that now you've got generations involved, and the 10-year-old boys are saying, "Dad, I don't want to go." You know, and so it's very, very frustrating. And you can look. I think that the team has legs in their fan base like no other franchise. But
it's dissolving.
Even that gets tested.
And you know what? Even 10 years ago, it wasn't as fervent as it used to be. A couple great stage directions I remember when I was told to go out onto the field and whip up the crowd in pregame.
Into a frenzy.
They would say, "Hey, go out there and really get them excited. Don't mention the coach." Yeah. And I mean, really, because they know, they're aware that they're in a very, very thin line. And, you know, four or five losses and the people just stop showing up.
Now we've got your Washington sports fan. We've got the brother of Gruden and John Gruden, Tito Gruden.
Is it Tito?
Who is now coaching our Washington Redskins.
Call him Tito.
And Tito Gruden.
It could be Janet.
Tito Gruden, man,
LaToya.
I'll tell you, body language. Tito Gruden hasn't gotten the playbook on how to look on the sidelines. Really, did you see the rubbing of the eyes?
Yeah, he wasn't.
Did you
exactly
see the
Tom
rubbing
Landry.
Of the sleepy eye? Seriously, at one point they have a sideline shot of and what is his name? Is it Jay Gruden?
Yes.
Is that his name? Jay and John. It's Jay and John. It's Jay Gruden, right? And so Jay Gruden is on the side. Nobody knows. Do you know, Rob?
No,
do you
I
know
said
what
it's
the
Jay.
Coach's name is?
No,
yeah, Jay Gruden.
Jay. Why? Yeah, I right, said no. Yes. I
there's
yes.
a shot.
Yes.
I'm not exaggerating. This is what he. This is they get a shot of him. And he's going like this. Well, now that's a move that I made. You know, when I'd have too much evening.
That's not the play that he drew up. That's why he's frustrated.
And then he's looking at the replay on the big screen, and it just was a sad, sad day for Redskins fans everywhere. And there I said it again. I'm not going to.
You know, Mike, it's reminiscent of that. It's reminiscent.
Well, I can't do it. I can't remember. Oscar, it's not that I don't sympathize.
It's just not that big a deal to you. It's fine.
Yeah. Watching him is reminiscent of.
I will not say Redskins. I will not say Redskins again.
All right. But don't you think
Washington's
that he should be?
Team.
Don't you think he should just be happy? He's in the stadium watching a ball game. At least he could look like he's having a good time.
I feel sad
for the man because he clearly.
Oh, he's doomed.
It's a no-win situation. And you know who I actually feel bad for, and people say you shouldn't feel bad for, is Robert Griffin III. That injury clearly changed his career for the rest of his life. He's had two years.
He doesn't do the same stuff that he used to do.
Almost 2 years to come back.
Gotta be careful now.
And I can't blame what happened to him on him because as a competitor, he wanted to go back on that field two seasons ago and fight, right? Someone should have stopped him. Someone should have said, enough is enough.
So you're in the school of thought that Shanahan destroyed his career.
It's like putting a racehorse back out there when you know they're not ready to race.
You know, it really was, it looked to me like we were looking at a different style of guy. Now, you also had guys getting open. You had receivers getting open. But the whole aura around this team does not seem the way it used to be. And I was counting on the magic of Santana that now that Oscar has season tickets, that this was going to be the season where they turn around. Now, one game does not a season make. We've heard that before.
Yeah,
but the fact is, he
hasn't shown the leader, you know, Robert Griffin III, hasn't shown what we've been looking for throughout the preseason. That explosive speed where he could get away from anybody.
That was the difference between our quarterback for the Washington football team in Burgundy and
Gold. Sounds horrible. Just say Redskins.
No, I'm not going to do it now.
The Washington football team.
WFT.
It's horrible.
A couple of the takeaways I have. And we're not going to be a sports station here, but we talk about the opening day of the NFL.
There's money on the table. I bought those tickets. It's important to all of us now.
maybe it's important to most of us. Do you think, Mike, and you talk about the aura surrounding the team, do you think there is anything, even a subliminal thing on the team, that they are feeling the weight of the controversy about the name? Do you think they're feeling the negative energy about that?
Those jerks don't care about that.
The fact is, here's the sick thing.
If we forget about it.
Season tickets to see those jerks.
Yes.
If the Washington football team that wears burgundy and gold, if they ran off a deep run into the playoffs, there would probably be less controversy surrounding the team name. The fact that they have sucked for as long as they have sucked. Yeah. They have sucked for such a long period of time that I am not alone when I say that they should get new ownership. I think he is the curse. I think he himself is the curse, and he will not give that team up, just like he will not give that name up. He's a stubborn man. He's not a nice man. He, you know, he's written up recently. I forgot what magazine I was. I think it might have been GQ or Esquire. You know, the 25 biggest scumbags in sports. He's right there in the middle of the list.
I think that was Team People that you saw that in.
It's very, very frustrating, and the whole aura around this team now has this kind of meh deal, even when, you know, now it's an away game. Don't get me wrong. And they're going down to Houston to play the Texans. But when they get back, it'll be interesting.
It should have been more competitive.
Well, the game plan was good. They had some screw-ups. They had some turnovers. That was it. And, you know, Jay Gruden's getting actually some pretty good reviews today about his game plan. But
not his body language?
The body language was terrible. But the way this team works, yes, good game plan, not executed. Next week, maybe bad game plan, well executed. They just seem, I'm beginning to say they're figuring out ways to do it. Every single week. Who do they play next week, Oscar? Is that the opener next
Jaguar.
Week?
Yes.
Jaguars?
Jaguars.
All right. So
Jacksonville, baby. They're actually better. I mean, they might lose to Jacksonville. I'm not going to lie.
Jacksonville's gotten better. Jacksonville looked a lot better. So anyway,
I can't wait. You know what?
Hail, Mike.
I'm going to go to every game I can't sell tickets to. It's probably every game.
Now, what is your plan for that? Let me ask
you
that. Now, for those of you that have done, sweet neighbor, Richard, sold his season tickets.
He bilked me for every penny.
He sold you.
He sold his tickets at face value.
Yeah,
when you stopped by and bought those tickets.
No one else is going to buy these except for this guy.
You bought the tickets. The door shut. You're outside his house. Did you hear from the other side of the door? Honey, he bought him. That jerk.
Now, Richard's a 10. He couldn't have been nicer and kinder, and he's a true, like, lifelong Redskins fan.
Nancy, that Hispanic boy's coming over from across the street, the one that worked with Mike, and I'm gonna sell him my tickets at face value.
You're not going to sell him.
Yes, I am. I'm going to sell him the tickets right now. Okay, you have a adios, amigo.
Now, have you used your tickets yet? Have you been in the stadium with your tickets
yet? Not the preseason game. No.
You didn't go to one preseason game.
No.
How many games have you not gone to?
I gave them to friends and family.
How many games have you not gone to this year?
Three.
Okay.
Three solid games.
That's right.
Preseason.
And you had tickets for how many games total? Is it 9?
10.
So my 30% have not been honored.
I have Oscar's new nickname. It's the collector.
The collector.
It's the collector.
The bone collector.
Oscar's great. It's like, got a dining room set that you don't want. Oscar will buy
it. I will.
Have tickets you don't want.
Off Goodwill.
You know what? Mike, he can sit at the dining room table and look at the tickets.
Yes. He was excited about who are you going to the opener?
I'm taking my girl, yes.
Yeah.
You're taking your lady. That should be. That is fantastic.
Till it gets cold, Mike, because you know what? I can't expose myself to the elements.
Well, luckily, Oscar, the Redskins are normally statistically eliminated before it gets too cold.
Give us the high temperature that will keep you from going to the
anything below 60. I just can't. It's not my thing.
Anything below 60.
It's not my thing.
Wow.
Don't want to deal with it. Fantastic. Unless I can scroll my way up to the club level. Mm-hmm. And then I can handle that.
Well, you don't even know where your seats are yet.
I'm there.
Well, you know where they are in a seating chart, but you don't know the experience.
I had my guy Recon that I sent. He's a big Skins fan. And he went and reconned my seats, sent me pictures of the view from my seats, and then looked around and said, the crowd around us is A-OK.
A-OK?
Yeah,
is it
a
standing section?
I had
or
an advanced man.
Section?
No, that's a seating section.
The crowd is OK.
He said,
the racial
he said
breakdown.
Not a bunch of jerks.
No jerks.
All I know is that when Don and I, way back when, back in the day, were honorary Redskinettes, one of the worst experiences
I ever
you're
Hoggets, right?
Hoggets.
And
Redskinettes would mean you would be cheerleaders. I remember the problem was finding the vinyl pants in the right size.
Wouldn't you call them Washingtonettes if you're sticking to your guns?
Exactly. Washington.
Hoggets. Hoggets, the guys that wear those little hog nose. Yes, I blew it again. It's hard to boycott that name.
Well, because it's not that big a deal. That's why they should change it, you know?
See, that's where I disagree. It's a huge
deal. The Warriors would be cool.
Mm. Oh, Washington Warriors. That rolls off the tongue. You know, that's such a good name that I think that would really, they'd be successful.
The merch alone would be great.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Would you guys like to see that happen? I'd love to see that happen. See this controversy go away.
Don't care.
He really doesn't.
I don't.
Why now? Why don't you?
And
care?
You're in the because Redskins' it's heartland. It's Leesburg, for God's sake.
Oh, I know. I could probably walk to training camp if I wanted to take a few hours. But it just doesn't matter. People put so much value and so much time and effort into this football stuff on Sunday.
Football stuff, Mike.
They piss away
football
an entire
stuff.
Sunday.
Such
now
a
there's
queen.
Two games
he is
on a
such
Monday
a
night. You got better things you can do for yourself than watch football for seven
now,
hours.
It's fun though.
If you want, now I don't think that I am excessive, nor no. am I disinterested. But yesterday, for example, I watched the entire Skins Texans game.
Right.
I watched the end of the Atlanta-New Orleans game, and I was done. That was it. I didn't need the Dallas game. Didn't care about the Dallas
game.
You didn't
miss much.
I didn't linger with that one. So I just, that to me, I think I'm a good fan. I'm an average
fan. You can see that. And you know what? I can see that. But the people that start with the 10 a.m. pregame and go till midnight with the last game on a Sunday.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Well, yeah, it's fun.
Look, I used to be in your camp years ago. I agree with you. But once you really get into it.
It was a great camp, Mike, by the way.
And you understand, when you really start understanding the game, that's what changes everything for somebody.
I can follow the game. I mean, I understand the rules, and 9 times out of 10, I can figure out what's going on. But there's so much.
Well, just
much.
Like you can watch Grease at your house as
right,
opposed to
exactly.
going out to
or go to
a
theater and see it. Sure, absolutely. And I can follow all the plot lines there as well. But I just think, you know what? If it's fun for you, I'm not going to begrudge you that. But to me, I got better stuff to do. It just
what did you do on Sunday that was better than watching some games?
Did 2 episodes of the Perkins Show.
Yes.
And then went home, did some grocery shopping, got my propane canisters filled, cooked dinner. Well, I had to because we had burgers last night. And then cooked for the family. And what did we watch on TV? Oh, there was a great, great special on television last night, Mike. It was the best of Schoolhouse Rock. And I got to watch that. And I remembered all the words to all the songs. It was great. And
then, PGLS, Rob. PGLS.
PGLS?
Pretty good little Sunday.
Yeah, you bet your ass it was.
We'll take a break.
But still a diehard fan, Mike. Still a diehard fan.
I think I can probably explain Rob a little bit more when we come back from the commercial break and type of activities that he shares with his family on a weekend. I'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And this week on the Tony Perkins Show, featuring Gary Stein, the lovely, the vivacious, the multi-talented Annie U.
Yes, and next week we have Annie Me.
Oh, my goodness.
What, is that wrong?
Annie U from Fox 5, please listen to the Tony Perkins Show.
Featuring Gary Stein, I mean well.
Yeah, at least this week.
It's the Tony Perkins Show, featuring Gary Stein.
I just love the dynamic. He's a little gnat, isn't he?
So funny
He's
to watch
He's a little
them together,
gnat.
Mike.
He can't help himself, right?
If you love Gary Stein, the interview with Annie U will make your entire week. It's okay. Really some dynamic stuff. Do not miss it.
No. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Let me tell you about Harry's. Harry's was started to solve real problems for guys, and that problem... shaving sucks.
Here, here.
It's uncomfortable, causes razor burn, cuts, nicks, scrapes, and to top it all off, razor blades cost a fortune until now. We're telling you about Harry's. We've been talking about it for a while now. Harry's was started by two guys who wanted a better product at a better price. Harry's makes their own blades in their own German factory, crafted by shaving experts. The result? The best high-quality blades that respect your face and your wallet. They're all about half the price of other big brand blades. Check this deal out on the starter set. $15. You get a razor, moisturizing shave cream, 3 razor blades. Brought right to your door, free shipping. On average, you can save about $150 a year. Experience a clean, close, comfortable shave today. Harry's. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Go to harrys.com, and Harry's will give you $5 off your first purchase. Just type in our code TMOS. That's HARRYS.com, and enter coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited-time offer, and start shaving better today at Harry's.
Harry's, and thank you, folks, for continuing to post your Harry's purchases on Facebook. I love seeing that.
Rob, since we want to talk about what interests you,
yes,
the video I'm looking for, would that be posted on your page? Did your father post that on your page?
I believe it. You can find it on his page or my page, I believe.
It's difficult because when you go to a SPIWAC page, you are wading through
not my fault.
Just post after post after
all
post. Because
they're attention whores.
And there's no such thing as delete in the world of SPIWAC, but I found it because
what do you
over
mean,
the weekend.
Should I like delete stuff off my page when I'm done with it?
No, I mean, as far as if I delete all the time when
what
people
do you delete?
Post things. I did like crap that I'm not interested. I don't want. I'm not. Oh. You know, when you post something on my page,
yes, you
I'm not
meaning
interested
me?
In it.
No.
I'm talking. No,
it's just things that people will post all the time, and you'll
not
like
you.
For example, when HBS has a dog or some manatee he puts up as his HBS pinup of the day,
you
I'll,
delete it.
I'll delete it in
right.
a heartbeat.
Right.
Like right away.
Sure.
I'm
exactly.
like, oh God, get that off my.
I
wall.
Gotta delete that and get off to a Redskins game, maybe.
So, you can't use Redskins. You can't be speaking to a large audience and diss him by making it sound like idiots go to a Redskins
no,
game.
No, I'm not
Rob.
Saying what I'm saying is that the
sports
idiot,
games that Rob always say. Rob,
you misinterpret
here's the deal.
Me, Mike.
You think
he's an
sports
idiot
are
because,
stupid.
No. You misinterpret. He's an idiot because he bought 10 tickets and so far has not used 3 of them. That's why he's an idiot.
Well, let me tell you what. Horny Bob Spiewak posted on yes. Rob's wall.
My sweet dad.
And
dear old dad.
I only discovered this at right before showtime.
Yes.
And it's just like it's like giving me a present. It's giving me an incredible gift. And I have never seen anything like this. And I don't know how long it's been out there before you all say, oh, that was posted 15 years ago. It doesn't matter. First time I've seen it. And under the caption, is this why Carrie went to Japan? I think I saw her in one of the crowd shots. Have you seen it?
No, I have
Oscar?
Not seen it. No,
oh, it's wonderful.
Is there a way we can bring this up? Because
yeah, I'll bring
this
it up right
is
now.
This is truly magnificent.
Did you find it on my page or Bob's page?
It was on your page.
Okay.
And what it is they are showing the Japanese penis festival.
Yes.
Oh my God.
But I think
there are posters of peni. There are there are popsicles that the young ladies start to taste,
yes.
And then most importantly, there are these sculptures of peni everywhere at this festival.
And to be clear, when you call it a Japanese penis festival, it's not a festival of Japanese penises.
Well, yeah.
No, it is a Japanese festival. That celebrates the penis. I think
you
all penises
it celebrates
are welcome.
The penis.
Yes, I yeah. believe that's the impression.
I mean, there
I got.
Are foam penises.
Yes,
right.
There are big statues.
The,
like,
the
it's
big
a
black the big black phallus that they seem to be hanging around
yes.
is seems to be the sculpture where most of the photo ops are taking place.
Well, of and course, that's
now there. Oh, there's
the
a picture of a little sake being consumed here. And
are you sure that's sake?
Then a bunch of men that are actually going through the street, and it's in a shrine,
mm-hmm.
and then they're pushing it up and down. I wonder what that symbolizes. And
I think
it goes on and on.
A neighborliness, I think. A good, good humor.
You know, I'm thinking of on you know if my dad, God rest his soul, was still alive. I'm thinking of how opposite your relationship with your father is, and I would never. And I'm jealous in a way. My dad, the idea of my dad sharing something like that with me would be... now, my dad would enjoy this. He would
you
laugh at this.
You could present it to him.
I could present it to him, and he probably would laugh. But the idea of him, you know, going public and putting that out there, your father...
Yeah, and implying that my wife was there. I thought that was the... That was. I think the first thing I wrote was shock jockery, because really, even
he was
for
being
him,
a
it
shock
might have
jock.
Been it might have been a taste over the line, but Mike, how do you know where the line is if you don't run right up to it?
He was being so funny. He is a funny man. I don't remember him... 3 years ago being like this. The man's
well,
out of control, and it's
you
fantastic.
You created something of a Frankenstein's monster.
When
you said, you know what might be nice is if your father put up a picture of a pinup once in a while. And he's
oh
like, okay. He has gone so deep into the pinup research, Mike, that if, God forbid, if he were ever to change jobs...
Right.
He would have to blank the hard drive on his company-issued computer.
By the way, his strongest share.
Miles of pinups in it.
His strongest HBS pinup of the week, in my opinion, of the month, was that young lady over the weekend. That to
the
was
topless chick?
Everybody,
I had to delete her.
Why did you have to delete
because
that?
Because my chick was like, why is there a topless chick on your wall?
Oh, she seems so nice,
and
though.
I said, because HBS is a pervert, babe. I'm going to delete this right now. Though, I gave it one last gander before, you know, right in the old memory bank, before I deleted it.
I think
anyway,
Shannon
we can get a name
a...
on that one. I'd like to see if there's any more photographic evidence of that one.
That looks like the start of a beautiful pictorial.
Yeah,
it does.
Like, oh,
it
sure
was just
does.
Like, okay, look, we'll just do topless, no big deal. Like, no, and then it's like, boom, panties come off, and it's full frontal.
I think Shannon probably has her share of issues with me. Does she think my father is disgusting?
I think at one point she says, and this is real.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. So the third
should my
time,
father put on earmuffs?
No, the third time HBS got reported on Facebook for nudity.
Yes,
I walked in and she goes, "How was your day?" I was like, I don't know how my day is going, but HBS is off Facebook again, just like you know, just riffing on the day.
You're making small talk.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah. She goes, "I'm glad somebody finally did that. That old perv."
Oh,
and I said, why would you say that? HBS is like the nicest man around.
Yeah, and he's not that
old.
Yeah,
and I said,
kick a guy when he's down.
And I said, babe, HBS is like the nicest guy around. And she says, I know that. She goes, but if I got to see another naked woman on your wall because it comes up on my feed, enough is enough. And I said, well, would you ever report him? And I said, she says, I've thought about it here or there. And I said, oh, my God.
You know what? Maybe the problem is that my father, when he puts the pinup, he puts it on, I think, four places. He puts it on the show page, my page, your page, and Mike's page.
Oh, so she sees the four of the same women
on her
feed.
So probably it comes up
a
lot. And,
he's on a real Marilyn Monroe kick now, Rob. Why is that?
Well, he's been on a Marilyn kick for a long time. That's his favorite.
Is there some special, is it her anniversary, is her birthday or something like that?
I have no idea. I can find out for you today. I will ask
him. I don't think women who don't listen to the show understand what his main objective is. What he's using is these pictorials and these pinups to promote the show.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. And,
so
and we asked
think,
him to do
I
that.
I think it's
and
a 10. And,
and
I explain that to my chick. It's like if somebody has the hot listener of the day, that's exactly why they go. Because a guy will go into that doesn't know the show, maybe some women as well.
Right.
And they will drill down on that picture and be like, oh my God, like what's going on here? And then they'll click through and see, well, what's this guy all about?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, is this guy all about just flesh? And peddling it?
No. Or no. My father is about he's about making things better.
Or is he about promoting a show he loves that his son is on?
Yeah, you know what? That would be the same thing, Mike, if they had a hot listener of the day promotion at 107.1 The Monkey. Which is, you go to the
you had to get that in there.
I had to get that in there.
Because we've got a whole show left before you talk about The Monkey.
Brought you such great joy in the pre-show.
That's totally a crap segue. That's not related to what we're talking about.
No, it's fine.
It's a horrible segue. Yeah. I promise you we will talk about what are the call signs again?
107.1 The Monkey.
107.1 The Monkey. There's a radio station.
Yeah, I believe it's the Gulf
Rob,
Coast
you should be
hit
spanked.
Music station.
You should be spanked for that.
No, that's horrible. You mustn't.
All right. So I'm looking at yesterday's TMOS HBS pinup of the day.
Right.
And that lady GM Pages that joined his.
Yeah, G.
What
we
is
G.
that? We know G from coming to the Big Duff, right?
Yes, exactly.
And G has had pictures of herself online that are very provocative.
She, in fact, has in the past once or twice, I believe,
been
the pinup of the day. So my father is in the habit of tagging her in the pinup of the day.
Yeah, because
you know what, Mike? He likes to share.
He's conflicted. And then you go to HBS's page, which is Robert W. Spiewak, and you see his profile picture looks like a banker that's standing outside of the local Lutheran church.
That's what it looks like. Looking for votes.
The most conservative with his beautiful wife sitting there as conservative as a brand. And then you get onto his smut page.
Oh, yeah.
The page that teeters on and off Facebook because of its content.
Right.
And it's fantastic. I love the man.
It's
a great balance
of PG-13/soft R nudity and dog videos. It's a good balance.
This is the type of situation that a politician could sink a politician because you're like, oh my God, he's a family man.
Right.
Like he's worked so hard. Like look at all these companies he's worked for. He spends his summers like on the Cape. And then all of a sudden out of the blue, the other side comes out with look at this smut he peddles regular basis. And then he's got a con and said, I have a problem. I'm going to rehab.
This is why my Governor Bob Spiewak has been recused. He's stepping down. He's stepping down and will no longer seek the nomination.
Well, I'm still looking at that one from yesterday with the little blue panties.
Yeah, she just worked out. She looks like she just worked out.
Yeah, and she's nibbling on something. Looks like maybe a protein bar. And then Mitch Nieto, who commented on your father's picture page and said, glad to see you're working on a Sunday, HBS.
That's awesome.
Mike, smut when never we come rests. Back, smut
yes,
never
I
rests.
Know. It's fun. Well, we'll talk about, what is it, 106.1 The Monkey?
107.1 The Monkey, Mike.
107.1 The Monkey, and I'll talk about the fact that now I am lonely. Oh, so lonely. Aww. Coming back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Just so I could say that. But I know
that you're going to be okay anyway. You know,
welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. Been working out lately. My back gets put in jeopardy every time I do that, it seems. No matter how I feel at bedtime, I still fall asleep faster, sleep better, and wake up feeling like $1 million. This is true. Let me tell you, with the way my back has been of late, the only thing that gives me relief is my Sleep Number bed. I love it. You got to check out the Sleep Number Dual Air technology for custom firmness and Sleep IQ technology. Folks, I own now 2 of these beds, and I am going to be assisting my mom this week in buying her own Sleep Number bed.
Wow.
That means 3 in the O'Mara family. I want you to check them out, too. Sleep IQ technology uses sensors to track and optimize your sleep. There's nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. You just sleep and let Sleep IQ technology give you the best night's sleep ever. It's the smartest bed in the world. You'll wonder how you slept without it. My Sleep Number setting is an 80. Carla? Well, hers is on the road now because she's not here with me. I'll tell you about that later. But hers is an 85. There's only one place in the world to find the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. That's a Sleep Number store. Come in right now and you'll find the C2 Queen with Sleep IQ. It starts at just $999.98. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today. Any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide, here's the number to find them. 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Yes, it is... It is an empty house. Yesterday at 4:30 a.m., my wife and my son departed for Virginia. They are in Virginia as we speak.
One day,
she was an animal. She drove the entire way with a U-Haul trailer on the back of her vehicle, and now she's up there in Virginia, and her grandfather will be assisting her the rest of the way.
Now, will
God
he be
that.
In the trailer or in the automobile?
He will be staying in the U-Haul, okay, sleeping in it.
I think that's nice.
It should be terrific.
Leave the door cracked.
Carla is the driving machine, and
why does it take you so long to get down here then?
You
like when you have to come up and down, you like stop in 3 places, it's forever.
I think you've identified something, Oscar. I think I pretty much am the ankle weight that prevents us from... I think you're absolutely... We drove, the last time we drove down, we somehow dicked around all day long. And no, not like that, HBS.
Passion is passion.
You're young kids in love.
I just didn't. I drag it, out. We've
and
done
you love
it quick.
You love roadside attractions.
I love lingering. The same way when I ride my motorcycle. I'm not somebody like my friend John Murphy or Steve Shannon that will get on a motorcycle and ride 1,000 miles and be like stopping once for gas.
Right.
I actually like to take my time, lots of breaks, but. The last time I did it, I was also trailing a 4,500-pound boat.
True.
So that was difficult, and I got to figure that out at some point, how I'm ever going to do that again. But the fact is, Carla had a little U-Haul, a 6x12 U-Haul trailer.
Okay.
And a baby. No dogs. I'm taking care of the dogs.
How's that going?
It's great. I'm actually getting along well with them.
How many dogs are in the house right now?
2.
I know that when she left, there were 2. There are 2 dogs. Their health? How's their mood?
They haven't eaten their food since Carla left.
Hunger strike.
Yeah, it's a hunger strike.
But no, they eat people food. I've been feeding them people food from the table, they've been eating
chocolate and
food.
Poinsettias. There you go.
Let's just say that Mrs. O'Mara has me on somewhat of a regimented feeding schedule with the foodstuffs that we enjoy here. And when Mrs. O'Mara leaves and I am left to my own devices, I did go to church yesterday.
Aww.
But after church...
Week 7, baby. Put it on the calendar.
Can't go boating, got a bad back. Can't go ride the bike, got a bad back. Can't go golfing, got a bad back. Really not much for me to do.
Thank
other than
God your knees are okay so you can pray.
Yes, I can pray. That was extremely mocking. So you can't do that. You're going to be coming down here.
How's that?
And being a god, but you're just so
tell
mocking.
Me,
see,
I think you were a little oversensitive. Have you seen Rob? There. His knees are going to go anytime now.
Yeah, maybe I'm oversensitive because yesterday when I went in by myself, they had a christening.
Oh,
a baptism.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a look ahead, huh, to what you have to expect.
It's a deal. You guys can, I'll give you the place to, I won't tell it on the air, but I'll give you the place where you can look at it and you'll see exactly what you're going to be doing.
Like Mike? Like a YouTube thing?
Can I just say this? When this is done, there is no way that you guys go into that church and anyone is going to think you're not gay.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I get that
because
everywhere
the couple,
I go.
It was the, yesterday it was a mother, a father, and beautiful gorgeous little baby girl, about Michael's age, probably a little older, you know, getting the full immersion. And the couple that was on the other side, you know, they were the sponsors and they have the little books that they read.
Godparents,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. And it's have you made your flight reservation yet, Rob?
Yeah.
OK, so has he made his flight reservation?
Who cares?
No.
Are you coming?
Of course I'm coming. I'll do it today. Right. Spiewak is going to be the bear, and I'll be his cub.
Exactly. What'll happen? And the celebrant Mike will turn to us and say, "And do you, power bottom, agree?"
Now, stop this. Stop. God, come on.
Would you be uncomfortable?
I will totally grab
you
got to
walk the line
the
here. You're driving.
As the
you
father.
You got to walk the line here, Rob. You
as,
really do.
As the father of the child and the member of the parish, would you be uncomfortable if during the service Oscar and I held hands?
Yeah, we have to hold hands.
I think it would show
you probably
what
will
about
anyway.
If I just pinch your tush.
Yeah.
Oh, so just like a nice loving pinch.
Guess what? Don't be that gentle. Go for it. I mean, if we're going to be down there, let's live it up.
I'll wear like a really great like cam shirt. It'll be great.
Yeah, with different colored cuffs.
Yeah, it'll be,
yeah,
a lot
it'd
of
be
fun.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Something with a floral print.
A terrible, yeah. Terrible mistake.
No, I think you're going to be fine. I think it's going to be great.
Terrible mistake. It was nice to see the dress rehearsal. I was thinking, I wasn't even thinking about you guys. I was really thinking. Yeah, I was thinking about you guys, but I was thinking about my little guy because it's just.
The pictures are going to be great.
He's going to be held up for the whole world to see. And this kid, yeah. Like any, I don't care how old the child is. It's a full immersion deal where the child is naked and dipped down into the water.
We
and
get to wear does, clothes,
but
though,
not
right?
Like not like up to the chest. Just the feet are, and then they kind of anoint the child with water. It's not that big a deal. But the child, you know, took to it like any child would. It's
scream,
the wailing.
Right?
The wailing begins immediately, and I hated that.
Well, how does Michael deal with? Have you taken him to a pool or taken
yeah,
him swimming?
Yeah, he's been
does
in the
he
water.
Like that?
He likes that. He loves his bath. He gets a bath every night, and he loves it. He really does.
Did you check the temperature of the baptismal font? Was it scalding hot or something?
I have no idea. I didn't go up
He'll
there and
probably.
Check it.
You know. I've been to no less than 10 christenings simply because the Latinos love to do that.
10.
Right, 10.
And
who cares? Well, 10. I've had this many.
It all depends on the mood of the child. If they had a nap or they haven't had a nap, it really is just kind of timing.
Yeah.
If you guys get a chance, and I will tell you after the show is over, to check this out because it is you can see it. It is a bit of a – I just was – you know, Carla was away. I was there by myself, and I was sitting there going, oh, God, on multiple levels, thinking about my little guy, thinking about you two standing up there and you two mooks at the front of the church, and it's going to be interesting.
Did
it's going to be an
other,
interesting afternoon.
Did any of the other parishioners, I should say, ask where Carla was?
No, I'm not. We're not that plugged in yet. We're,
okay.
And it's a large enough parish where, you know,
how many attendees saw, do you think?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
110.
That's pretty good. For an off week for NFL Sunday,
what's the crowd look like?
Same demo as South Florida, pal.
Yeah,
older.
Yeah, much older. And a few
how many handicap spaces are out? How many handicap spaces?
Tons.
Are out
Tons.
Is it all blue?
Yeah,
absolutely. Tons.
Looks like a swimming pool.
But I saw the pastor. I saw the pastor afterwards, and I was, you know, he's cool. He's you know, and I think it's going to be a fine. Look, this is what my family wants. This is what my mom wants. And
what
she's
do you
94.
Want, Mike?
I like the idea of him being raised in this kind of structure.
That's
I think
good.
This is good for him. And I get some good feelings out of going to this place, too. So
yeah, it's important.
The answer is it's what I want, and Perfect. It's what's good for my
and
son.
And leaves him open for options.
Yeah.
options? Well, yeah. The question is,
I was
you boys
baptized.
Are coming down. I'm just trying to figure out what hotel I'm going to put you up in.
Okay.
I got to, there's one down near Edison Mall. It's about 45 minutes from the house.
That's where that
serial house.
Killer was.
That's right. I remember.
Yeah,
right. Can we be on the good side of the mall, please?
Yeah. Yeah.
The one where they didn't find the heads?
Yeah. I'm actually going to probably put you at the mall.
Oh, that'll be
the
great.
Mall will be worse.
Like at Annie Annie's?
You guys now
all the pretzels?
Are you guys going to need wheels when you're down here?
No.
Will you want wheels?
Why can't we just stay at your house?
Because my mother-in-law is going to be here, and my two daughters are going to be at the house, and I don't have room. I don't have room for you.
Well, you know what?
Why can't we just stay at your house, Oscar?
With all those people.
I was wondering that.
You know, Mike, with all those people.
Would you guys want to sleep out on the lanai?
No.
I don't mind a couch.
I'm not much of a lanai guy.
Couch is taken, though, unfortunately. Yeah.
If you've got that many people in town, you're going to need a second car.
Really?
No, no, we don't need a car. It's more expensive.
I know it's more expensive, but how, if he's
Jesus.
Got him and Carla and baby, two daughters, mother-in-law,
we'll
me,
Uber
you,
over. Shannon. We're in and out. We're good to go. We'll take a cab.
Okay, well, that's fine. I'm just saying that he can't be responsible for getting everyone to and from the church, because I bet that's probably what you were thinking.
Yeah, I'll probably get a
eight
car.
Eight or nine
I'll
people.
Probably get a car.
Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why don't you get a car, Rob, and I'll reimburse you for it.
You got it.
All right, why don't you get a car that's like a, you know, Not a full
like a smart car.
Car,
like a smart car,
just a you know
a Cooper Mini
or something like that. You know, you can fit
a
four
Beetle.
People in it. See if you can fit four people in it. We'll do it that way.
Okay.
Why am I already getting?
No, Shannon's not coming. I asked her, and she has class, so she can't come.
Hey, why don't you call me when you have no class?
No,
is your wife coming?
No, she can't make it.
She's okay, got Monday class.
Yeah, well, the thing is, if you know your significant others were coming, I would have probably asked one or the other of you to do this. You know, and have you do that. But I mean, you are my buds, and that's why I'm having you do this. So it's can you tell I'm getting nervous about?
You seem
about
fine.
It
you seem fine.
It's not a big deal, man.
It's it's. But
this
yeah.
happens every weekend. I'm sure we'll get through it.
And you know what's nice is that
now
because
a gay couple. Probably doesn't happen. That's a precedent for them.
No, and you know what? You really will be the talk.
It's an open-minded church. It's an open-minded church.
It's going to have to be.
I hope they're open-minded about the color I pick to wear.
What are you going to be wearing?
Something bright. Something that really shows I'm into this.
Like a Steve Harvey suit?
What are you going to be wearing, Rob? I know you've thought about it.
It will be what is known as tropical casual, Mike. Are you familiar with a fabric called terry cloth?
I don't care what you... a cabana suit.
Exactly.
Rob will be wearing... Please, are you going to wear footwear, normal footwear?
Hard shoes, Mike. They're so hard that after,
thank you very
after
much.
4 hours, you'll call a doctor.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So let me just give you the basic way it works. You
Please.
Have you got a few things that you say. You know, a little prayer.
Like an opening joke.
On our Father.
You renounce a lot of things. You renounce a lot of things. Okay?
Ho, ho, ho. What am I renouncing?
Yeah, you're renouncing, your father.
My
Horny
father?
Bob Spiegel.
My father.
Yes.
All right, we have to distance
because
ourselves
he is
from
Satan.
Our father.
You renounce Satan. Then they dip the child. They dip the child.
That
and,
was sort of a throwaway, but you just called my father the Prince of Darkness. I want
yes,
to I want you know I caught that.
Beelzebub Spiegel. Robert Beelzebub.
Beelzebub. Beelzebub is his name.
Beelzebub. Beelzebub Spiegel.
Jesus.
So they do this. You say the little prayer. Then you do a parade. You have to do a parade around
I
the...
I love a parade!
You, a pride you parade?
You do a parade around the whole perimeter. And it's... I just want to tell you, I'm sorry I got you into this, but it's...
hold it! Yeah. The parade is not a joke?
No,
you got to walk around the joint.
You walk around let the whole parish see the new member. That's
oh my God!
Done.
Could you bring your iPad so we can play the Lion
right.
King music?
Yeah. Now there's one.
I'll hold him like that. It'll be great.
Now there's one thing I didn't mention to either one of you, and you guys are going to have to maybe flip a coin for this. But at the conclusion of the service, They wrap things up, and then at the end of the service, this is why you guys have to flip a coin, the entire parish is invited to go into the back lot, where where they have constructed, made out of reeds and sticks, a little altar, and one of you will be put on that and burned to death.
Okay,
so
not it.
I was just wondering which one.
No, I've had a good run.
Not it.
I'll take it.
I think that'll
less stress.
Yeah.
It's like in King Kong, Mike, they'll tie one arm up here and one arm up here and then just set them on fire.
Yeah, very exciting.
Florida's
very exciting.
Different, man.
So anyway, that's it. You'll be able to take a peek at it. And there'll be one, you'll have to have one conference call between now and the big day when
with the priest.
Will that be a Skype or will that be will that
see,
be
see Oscar,
a
you sound like
them?
you've done this before. I don't know if it's gonna be Skype. You've done this before, right?
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
you know
yeah,
the drill.
Yeah, yeah. I've never
you
been a godfather, but again, my people. Yeah. They love doing this.
I'm godfather
every weekend.
To my cousin I'm godfather to my cousin Patrick, so I've done the dance before.
Rob, you've done the dance. The dance.
That's
very
right.
good.
But you know what? That was a high Catholic godfathership. So, you know, that was a little more intense.
Yeah, higher APR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think that you're going to do fine, and I'm excited about it. And it just it brought it home that this is a serious event that we're going to be participating in.
No shtick.
Mike, absolutely no shtick. As a matter of fact, if you doubt my my commitment to the cause, at my grandmother's funeral, my dad's mom's funeral, I was asked to do a reading. And they said, well, you know, only Catholics in good standing can take the altar and do a reading. And I said, I'm a great Catholic. And they let
so
me do it.
You cheated and did the reading?
I cheated a little bit. Yeah, but you know
you
what?
Cheated.
I cheated
you don't
to
have
benefit
to
my grandmother.
You don't have to worry about this because you don't have to cheat.
That's
you don't
right.
have to cheat.
And
because
I,
this
you
is
know
a more
I,
open-minded parish.
I got to check the paperwork, but I think I'm still in pretty good standing with the Catholic Church. I
you probably are.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
no
the
divorce.
Only big one, the only biggie that I have is the divorce thing. And
right.
that's why I'm not a Catholic because they say bye-bye unless you want to annul
over.
Things.
Yeah, my
And I'm not going to annul anything. So I look forward to having you come down here. You mentioned funerals, of course, the big Joan Rivers funeral over the weekend with all of the mourners and Howard Stern delivering the eulogy.
They didn't look much like mourners to me.
No, it was a festive
event. But she wanted a celebration.
Yeah, yeah.
She did. Was the celebration as glitzy as she would have wanted?
Oh, I can't wait to tell you. Can we get into it now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah,
go ahead.
I think so. The fact that Hugh Jackman sang, like it's Broadway, it's big time, it's A-list celebrities. The fact that Howard Stern, and you know,
where
I'm
were the
a,
West
I'm
Coasters?
A, I'm a
That's
fan.
My question. Where were the West Coasters?
Yeah, a lot of people from New York seem to make the
thing. I don't know about, see, the list itself didn't, it impressed me, but it wasn't about the list. It was about what happened at the ceremony. And I think Howard Stern read the eulogy simply because he's been, even when Joan was down, he's been a supporter of her from day one. She'll be when she was on his couch multiple times, she'll say, "You're the only one that would bring me back and talk to me even when I had nothing." And he would promote her and they became longtime friends. And she would always talk about that when she would sit on his couch because no one else would book her. Yes.
I didn't know that.
That's why they were close.
So it was, you know, it's what she wanted. I love the fact that they had the red carpet and the paparazzi out front. And it made me think about my own time when it comes and the fact that I've never asked you guys. I know what I'd want. I would want, seriously, I would be comfortable having listeners come to a funeral for me.
All
I would like
all
that.
All of them
you know?
Or just some of them?
I would want the people that wanted to pop for the flight to Florida. I would want them to come down and do that.
Don't
I would
you
want
think
that.
It would, be...
would you want listeners at your funeral, Rob? Would you want listeners at your funeral?
I want everybody at my funeral.
Yeah, I see. I want the big splash. Oscar, do you want the big? I want the bigger the better. I'm fine with the bodies. I remember how
I'm
good
it
made me
feel. I'm more of a private
feel.
Man.
You
so,
want to private?
Yeah, looks like we'll get the day off.
Something, something, you know.
We're just respecting his wishes. Yeah, yeah.
I don't
that
need
means
that
we
much
don't
attention.
Have to go.
Yeah. No. It's, well, yeah, one it's... of us should go. Or we could send an intern.
You know what? Send a proxy.
We're definitely, proxy. You know what? I'm definitely sending flowers to Oscar's funeral. And don't try to
go.
Stop me. And
what
I'm
kind
gonna,
of flowers?
Pro flowers. TMOS.
Drop that code. I'll respect that for my grave.
Dad, you know, I wouldn't mind. Well, I remember when my dad died and they were having the calling hours for him. And I was sitting there, and I was shaking hands with all of his contemporaries. It was one after the other. And then I looked at the back of the funeral home, and suddenly one of my contemporaries from high school came in. Then another, then another, then another, then another. And there were like eight or nine of my friends from high school that showed up. And that's when it clicked that, you know, it's all about that. You want
right.
the turnout. There's nothing where you want a better turnout than your own send-off.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's
you know
the
what?
Way
and
I look at
it. It's not just for you, but let's just say in theory that Carla outlives you. Let's just yes. go with that.
Just a theory.
Right.
Just a theory, right.
It's really for the widow and the survivors and the family. It's a show mm-hmm. of respect. I went to a funeral in Williamsburg around Christmas last year. It was the stepfather of a high school friend that I've been in touch with, but I've only seen like maybe twice since graduation. And the look on his mom's face when I came in and said hi to her was worth the trip 40 times over. Aww. Because it really does. It shows that you remember and you respect. And it is really, when you get down to it, a tiny gesture. You did something, Mike. I don't even know if you know how much this meant. When my Aunt Maria passed, and the show went dark this day. It was about 4 years ago. And you went to the visitation. And you went mm-hmm. up and you'd never met my Uncle George. And you right. went up and introduced yourself and offered mm-hmm. your condolences. And it was just such a wonderful gesture.
You
and
like
it makes
people,
you feel a mile high.
You like people to show up. That's what you
really
want. That's
do.
What
yeah.
it's all mm-hmm. about. Having, and then the next thing would be the eulogy and who's going to do the eulogy. And I think in my particular case, I've never met the man myself, but I think I look forward to, I want to have a little star power, and that's
understood.
Why
yeah.
I'll probably send a letter, some Stuttering John. I kind of want that whole Howard thing happening, too.
He'll do it.
I think he will. Yeah, I think he's available.
He's got time.
We'll take a break and come back. News you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah. Hey, Ted Williams, you ever fought in the catcher's face? All right, we'll take a break. Now
listen to this week's OmeraCast because I have a special guest to help me get you caught up on all things more broadcasting.
I am Groot.
Thank you, Groot. Appreciate your help. We've got clips from the Mike O'Mara Show.
I am Groot.
Yes, I know that's your favorite show. We've also got the Tony Perkins Show. We've got Cake and Cookies.
I am Groot.
Yes, I know I didn't mention Gary Stein. Can we move on, please? Cake and Cookies, the Rob and Katie Show. And, of course, we've got
I am Groot.
Yes, Katie has a high voice. Rob and Joe Show. It's Mickey, Tech 411.
I am Groot.
Oscar is on every other show on the network. Do you mind? I'm trying to do a promo here. Anyway, you can subscribe, download from MikeOmeraShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher and enjoy the show every Monday. We're going to have a little fun right here on OmeraCast.
I am Groot.
And I am going to cut you down.
That's his best. You know what? All things considered, that's Marcus's best promo.
Nice work. Marcus Serta, way to go. I love that. God, he's churning those things out. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. We've been goofing around for weeks about our Amazon page. That's just fine, but we need to remind you of one very important fact. Shopping through our Amazon portal remains the single best way to support this show. And now, without further ado, here to tell you about today's purchase of the day, ladies and gentlemen, it's Rob Spiewak.
Mike, as a father, here's one that's going to mean a lot to you. It's the Chico KeyFit 30 infant car seat and base. It secures any baby from 4 to 30 pounds, and it's available in 10 fashion-friendly colors. Features energy-absorbing foam for improved side impact protection and removable newborn insert for smaller babies. Back to you, Mike.
There you go. Yay!
Big win.
Yeah,
Amazon. Big deal.
Everything. Never fear. Amazon still says tubas, Tang, brass knuckles, mayonnaise, and corrective shoes. See, I stumbled, Rob. If you need it, Amazon's got it. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. The best way to save money and support this show. Bookmark Amazon at MikeOmeraShow.com. And rest easy, my friend.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
And now with the news of the day, here's London correspondent Mr. Brian Butterfield.
Hi, Brian.
Prince George is not going to be an only child for long. The toddler will soon have a baby sister or brother to share his fancy digs at Kensington Palace. That's right. They have been fornicating again.
Oh, he loves to bone. That's the royal bone.
British royal officials, Lord Chancellor's croupier, said Monday that Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge, the former Kate Middleton, are expecting their second... Kate Middleton.
Okay, of course.
They are expecting their second child. For the second time...
Second what?
Kate is being treated for acute morning sickness in the early phases of her pregnancy. The first time she was so ill, she required hospitalization.
Ill, I think, is the word.
This time she is being treated by doctors at her residence. In Kensington Palace. She cancelled a planned engagement in Oxford to rest and receive medical care.
Do you know what? I already feel sorry if this next kid is a boy. He's going to be about 4 or 5 years old, and his big brother's going to turn to him and say, "You're never going to be the king. Yeah, you're just never going to be the king."
But if he said that, though, then it's like, oh, when is he going to off me?
Oh, it's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
He's got to play it cool. Right.
Yeah, play it cool, boy. Yes.
Are you interested to know the succession to the throne?
Please.
The new baby boy or girl will become fourth in line to the throne, pushing Harry to fifth. George, who is 13 months old, is third and likely to become Britain's monarch one day. William is second in line, with his father, Prince Charles, is first. There you have it.
Thank
I'm Brian.
Brian
Butterfield, CMOS. Yeah. The door has shut and I'm still speaking.
How did you not make it out the door?
I'm Brian Butterfield for I'm Brian Butterfield. There, that's all we're going to get out
is
of
it. Is he gone?
Unfortunately. Hold on a second. For TMOS. Thank you.
It's funny that he shuts the door each time.
The governor is back. Arnold Schwarzenegger is returning to the state capitol on Monday, today, for two high-profile public events to discuss California's fight against climate change, and he wants to unveil his official portrait at the Capitol.
Oh, my God.
Love to be there for that.
Do you think terrific. It looks like Commando?
Yeah, he's got the bandoliers.
Yeah,
with
it'd be excellent.
Both events are expected to highlight more positive aspects of his two terms as governor. Schwarzenegger, who has returned to acting.
Why is that making me laugh?
Since leaving the governor's office in 2011, has made few political appearances with the exception of advocating for renewable energy.
Nah. So can you return to something you never really did?
<All right>. I like that. Drew Carey is offering a $10,000 reward to find the teenagers involved in a horrible ice bucket challenge incident in which a 14-year-old autistic boy was doused with urine and feces instead of water by his sick high school peers. Way to go, Drew Carey.
He's awesome.
The prank was perpetrated in Bay Village, Ohio. That's near his native Cleveland. It was captured on video, posted online, quickly generated national outrage. Carey caught wind of what happened, and he said this, quote, "Just saw this. Horrendous. These kids should be arrested and expelled." He tweeted that on Friday. If the Bay Village PD wants to start a reward fund to find out who did this, contact me. I'll donate $10,000. Way to go, Drew Carey.
That's Have you awesome. Ever heard him do like any long-form interviews?
No,
Drew Carey?
No, no.
If you ever find any of them, there's a few of them floating around on podcasts. He is such a good guy and a class guy.
Oh, wow.
And this does nothing but underscore that. Here's to you, Drew Carey. You're a good one. I mean, just
speaking of good and class, it's hard to call Kim Kardashian's sex tape a mistake. It made her entire family multimillionaires. And really, the negative effect on her at this point is negligible. But you'd think she'd never do it again, but you'd be wrong. It sounds like she and Kanye West might be making bedroom films of their own. I guess this might be her little kink. I would imagine, being the exhibitionist that she is, this might be a way for her to, you know, gain fulfillment, if you know what I mean.
I hear you.
Yeah. Addressing the original tape in Britain's GQ magazine, she said, quote, "I was 22 years old. Back then, I didn't think making a sex tape was even that scandalous. Lots of people I know have done it and are doing it." Well, I think we've got a pretty good idea of her moral compass from the very beginning. You know,
she's just up for anything.
She's a class broad.
Asked if she's at it again with Kanye, she said, quote, "We have an amazing sex life. So far as the sex tape is concerned, whether or not we've made another, if we have, it's never something I want to go public." I don't believe her.
I don't either.
I don't believe her at all. I think she probably wants everybody to see her vajayjay.
She is releasing this statement, and make no mistake, she's behind it, on the heels of the iCloud hacking. She wants people to know that there's more to come.
Out there.
Well, I saw the first one. I saw the first one, and Brian Butterfield has a comment to you, Rob Ziwa.
Yes.
That's right. She was behind it.
Hey. Thank you, Brian Guy. If somebody ever asks you to name one of Kenny Chesney's longest relationships, tell them about Moby. You guys know about Moby?
Oh, wow.
What, the singer? The Bald Singer?
Nope, it's his tour bus, Kenny Chesney's tour bus.
Okay.
It's the subject of a new song. I'm a country guy. I wouldn't mind hearing this song. The song is called If This Bus Could Talk.
Do you remember?
And it's on his album, The Big Revival, which, you know, I'd certainly like to hear the lyrics to this song.
Do you remember when you were not yet tired of traveling with us to Iowa and you started pricing tour buses for yourself?
Yes, I did.
So yeah. I sat there and said, why?
Oh,
this is the worst trip ever.
Oscar just looked at me and shook his head. He didn't have to say anything.
We could do this quarterly.
All the time.
We could go to different places.
Go to a listener's house.
So strange.
The dream lives on.
This is what Mania is all about.
But he says, Kenny Chesney, this bus has been part of the whole journey. It's been common denominator for all the years of touring. It's been there every single step of the way. All the jokes that have been told, all the laughter, all the songs that have been listened, and all the songs that have been written, all the lovers found, all the lovers lost, all the intoxicated philosophy at night after shows with band members and the crew. I kind of think that's cool. I like that. And yes, I still look at tour buses occasionally, just for the fun of it, because I think it would be fun.
Well, you could bring it up here. And visit you.
And then move somewhere else.
Thank you. The most expensive house that's ever been listed in the U.S. just hit the market. So if you, Oscar, have $139 million sitting in the bank you don't know what to do with it, maybe this is the house for you.
I saw a picture of this house. Was it on Grant Avenue?
No, but I could drive to this house.
Really?
I could drive across the state, I think. I think Hillsborough is in the East Coast, Florida, I think. I'm not sure. Look it up, Rofo. Tell me where Hillsborough is. The house is in Hillsborough Beach, Florida, in an area called Millionaire's Row. It's not even totally built yet. It won't be done until next year, but it cost $139 million, and for that money, it better be amazing. Here's what you get. Would you like to hear what you're going to get in this house?
Yeah, absolutely.
60,000 square feet.
Oh,
Jesus.
4 acres, 6 fountains, 11 bedrooms, 17 bathrooms, 465 feet of private beach on the Atlantic Ocean. It is on the East Coast. A dock capable of handling a yacht up to 185 feet long. 4 jacuzzis, an indoor spa and massage rooms. An underground garage that can handle 30 cars, and an 18-seat IMAX theater.
Wow. The IMAX theater, though, is a must.
Yeah, and Mike, before we really go any further, gas or electric?
propane.
Oh, okay, I'm in. Brian. Hi, Brian.
And it's got a 4,500-square-foot infinity pool with water slide and waterfall.
Wow.
I like that.
I thought you were going to say it's a pantry.
And now a little something-something. A man in France was sent to prison Thursday after calling and texting his ex-girlfriend 21,807 times.
Yeah.
Seems a bit much.
He did it over the course of 10 months. The barrage amounted to more than 70 messages and calls a day. The 33-year-old did this after his teacher girlfriend broke up with him, and he wanted to thank him for doing chores around the house. So this is his quote.
At the time, my logic was that as long as she does not return my money, pay me for my work, or at least tell me thank you, I will not stop my cars. He says, looking back, it was a stupid.
Well, it was stupid. He says,
she tried to block her line, but I phoned her parents instead and then her workplace.
The defendant did not stop calling the victim until she finally thanked him for the housework in a meeting organized by a mediator.
That's nice.
She has not contacted, he has not contacted her since. The man was sentenced to 10 months in prison and an almost $13,000 fine. He has accepted responsibility for the calls and will undergo psychiatric treatment as part of his sentence. No community service, though.
Oh, really?
If he does chores, he will wish to be thanked, so he is not doing chores. Bonsoir. Very good. Yes. Okay. See you at the christening, everybody.
That's right. It was a long news you may not need.
Thank you, Brian.
Goodbye. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault. Rob Spiewak right after this, everybody.
I got 3 favorite cars that get most of my job done.
You know, Joe, I lived with Todd Moore for almost 10 years. And look at you guys now.
Well, we used to get drunk every night, and then he would wake up and make apps that would make him into a millionaire, and I would wake up and watch Price is Right and eat Hot Pockets.
You didn't even watch him make the apps?
Dude, Planko. RobinJoeShow.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, sponsored by Encore. If you need life insurance, there's no two ways about it. You owe it to yourself and your family, but you haven't bought it yet. Why?
Why?
Why? Why? Why? Why? No more excuses. Do it today. Encore will survey the most highly rated companies in the insurance industry. They will compare premiums. It is the fastest and easiest way to get the life insurance you need. Encore does the work so you don't have to. No obligation, no salesman, and it's free. Just call toll-free at 866-347-5748 to get a free life insurance quote or visit smartterm.com. That's S-M-A-R-T-T-E-R-M.com. That's where you'll find the license disclaimer and quality customer service. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Check them out as a favor to us, but mostly for yourself, and do it today. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Monday, September 8, 2014, everybody.
I know, Mike, you have great respect for the forces of nature. And in New Guinea, there was a volcano eruption recently, and a guy was a safe distance. He was on a boat, but he had a great view of it. And what's so amazing is you get to hear in this, he'll make a reference to the fact that it's erupting. But then, because of the way sound travels slower than light, the Doppler effect, I believe, you actually hear the shock wave of the blast hit the people on the boat, not going to injure them, but they feel the force. And I want you to know, the video I posted on our Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page, the force of the volcano is so strong, it moves clouds in the sky.
Oh, wow.
And this is what it sounds like. Pretty incredible.
Watch out for the shock. It's coming.
Definitely worth a view, though.
Can I hear that one more time? Absolutely. That's worth giving another listen now that we know what we're listening
to. Okay, here we go. Here is again in New Guinea.
Watch out for the shock. It's coming.
And it really does. It looks like science fiction because the clouds in the sky start moving like a food coloring in water. It's so
Wow, I'd like to hear what you look at that.
Mike, I now have my nominee for the worst named award show. It's the Streamies.
The Streaming Video Awards?
Exactly. And they didn't really have their stuff together this weekend. First of all, the error, the main error, is booking Starship as your talent because you don't really want Starship singing on anything. But when they went up to sing, I believe it was We Built This City, for some reason, they played the track twice at the same time. No one knew what to sing along with. This is the greatest cluster F of the year.
Golden and Madeline! Our YouTuber buddies. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
We built this city.
Oh, no.
We built this city on rock.
It goes on so long.
We built this city on rock and roll.
These are technological awards.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is high-end technology that we're talking about.
Don't you
streaming
think
video,
if
right?
they just would hit the space bar, right?
That's
that
it.
Would stop it? Yeah. But, Mike, Grace Slick still got her check, so that's good.
Go.
Yep. Can you name this TV theme, Mike?
Oh, I know what it is.
The A-Team.
Not the A-Team.
Chips.
It is Chips.
Chips,
good
okay.
news, Dax Shepard is rebooting Chips for the big screen.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the thing. He's not going to do it cheesy.
I love Chips.
He wants to do it serious, like he said, like a Lethal Weapon installment.
Chips used to be on USA, the USA Network, before it was the network it is now.
Used to be on NBC Sunday
right?
nights.
Oh, yeah. I never saw that.
Why create original programming? Why create an original screenplay? Why do that when you can
California
retread a crappy...
California Highway Patrol? Think about all that could go wrong.
Oh, Mike, they're... constantly in danger.
Sometimes I worry about you. Sometimes I truly worry about you.
Frankly, I think it's pretty original for a guy named Dax. If you're named Dax, this is probably about the best you can do. So look for that on the big screen in the near future.
And you know Eric Estrada will wingle his way into that
song. Hey, don't you think Oscar would make a great Ponch?
That would be
too soon.
Oscar, audition for Ponch.
You bastards. No.
My fingers are crossed for you. And before we close out the audio vault, Mike, American ingenuity. They're still inventing things that I never even knew we needed. Check out this new invention in Washington State.
There's a company in Washington State called Whoosh Innovations has invented a cannon that can shoot salmon across a river to help them get past a dam. That story again. Weed is definitely still legal in Washington State.
Mike, it's a salmon cannon. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great week, everybody.
That concludes our broadcast day, but dry your eyes. It's not goodbye just so long. You can always write us a letter. Send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Email all technical questions to ponyboy at mikeomarashow.com. And if you want to be in the Thursday mailbag, drop a line to the jolly one, rob@mikeomarashow.com. He would appreciate it. And remember, the official TMOS e-voice line remains open at 800-440-8167. Open all the time, no waiting. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying, see you next time, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Please remember to check out Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Since they compare the rates for you, they do all the work and all you have to do is save the money. Just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.